Public hearing is conditional use 1737, Terrence Babby.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a professional office complex and some retail space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3 acres more or less, lying north of Route 16, 650 feet east of Route 22A, and also being east of Milton. For the benefit of the record, on Monday, the office received and has provided the commissioners at the table with a copy of a booklet called Heritage Park. It is the basis of the application and includes information on the applicant, developer, area maps, zoning maps, aerial maps, lot survey, wetland delineation plan, references to the comprehensive plan, Town of Milton existing zoning map, also the Town of Milton State's Investment Strategies and Agriculture Districts map, the Historic Resources map from the Town of Milton, references to soils, an engineering determination and site evaluation report, a well drilling feasibility letter, a service level evaluation request, a DLDOT support facilities report, letters of interest and support, a proposed site rendering and site plan, proposed building elevation and floor plans, and proposed conditions. That is a part of the record. I have some agency comments that are already a part of the applicant's documents. I don't have to read those. They are a part of the record. I did receive today a memo from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, making reference to the site, the applicant, the location, the intended use, size of the parcel. Makes reference that the site is not in a county operated, maintained sanitary sewer indoor water district. The site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. Site on-site septic system is proposed to serve the project. And in other comments, the proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County expects to provide sewer service. The applicant could contact the Town of Milton for information regarding sewer service and future expansion of their growth and annexation area. And the concept plan is not required and is signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have, gentlemen, if you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, sir, Mr. Whitley. Gene Byard on behalf of Terrence Babby, who is to my left. Gentlemen, you recall that this application you heard recently is change of zone 1604. The presentation you heard then will be virtually a mirror of what you hear tonight. The difference is that Mr. Babby responded to the commission's position and withdrew that application for a B1 zoning classification and refiled the application as a conditional use. The current concerns expressed by the commission, we think, have been addressed, and we'll show you how shortly. It should be no surprise to you that the site is still in the same place it was with conditional use 1604. It's still within a growth area according to the county comprehensive plan. The neighborhood is the same. The source of water and septic are the same. There still is a total of, I believe, 122 square feet of wetlands on the 3-acre site. The negligible traffic impact is the same, and the proposed activities on the site are the same, but they're now defined within the conditions in your project booklet. If you look at tab 23, those conditions provide assurance that the uses to which the property can be put are confined to what we present tonight. Specifically, the first condition makes clear that the uses on site will be limited to professional or business offices, home-related retail, and service businesses. The second condition specifically prohibits the more noxious uses in a B1 zone. Gentlemen, you'll also recall an immediate neighbor to this property, I believe his name was Tom Lynch, who objected to change of zone 1604. His objection was turned into a contract to sell his lot to Mr. Babby. And as we pointed out at the earlier hearing, Mr. Babby's principal purpose with this project is to build a new office for his construction company. As we said, it will be the most expensive advertising he'll ever do because he wants it to be a showplace for potential customers and to demonstrate the quality to which he can build. The other buildings will be of equal quality because, again, this is Mr. Babby's best form of advertising. Signage is as shown on your rendering, the cover of your booklet, and you'll find letters of intent or interest expressed by a CPA firm, a law firm, an insurance agency, and a photographer. Those are found at tab 21. It's exactly the sort of tenant that Mr. Babby intends to rent to. One other thing you should recall, gentlemen, is within the record of 1604, there was a letter from the Wells family, who were longtime, many-generation farmers in this area. The Wells were concerned about the possible impact on the Wells family's activities and future complaints about noise and complaints about farm odors. Complaints about dust and farm owners' odors are a fact of life in Sussex County, as Mr. Babby noted back then, and he notes again. The Wells family's right to farm is protected. It's clear it's preserved by state law. In summary, gentlemen, we believe that there is not only no adverse impact on property values, there should be a positive impact since with the conditions in place and the uses proposed, the greater Milton community should be served well. We'd be glad to answer any questions you have.
All right, sir. Let's see if anyone has any. Mr. Burden.
I have one. Thank you for addressing all the concerns. Was there a septic feasibility done before?
Yes, it's in the file. Yes.
I have no further questions.
All right, so Mr. Johnson?
I have no questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Gordy?
I have no questions.
Mr. Smith?
No, sir, I understand the application.
Okay, Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Counts?
No questions, but just a suggestion that when you get to the site plan stage, you might want to look at the models for some ideas on layout of the site and addressing some of the issues pointed out there when you get the site plan, if it's approved. That's all.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott?
No questions, Mr. Wheatley.
Mr. Robertson?
Just are we going to see an expansion of the conditional use if it's approved for the property that just got under contract?
Mr. Babby can speak to that, but that is way down the road. This project needs to be built and occupied before there's any thought to expanding what's applied for.
That's all the questions I had.
Well, I do have one, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
Could you further define home-related retail business?
I won't, but Mr. Babby will if he comes forward. Yeah, can you introduce yourself, Terrence?
Terrence Babby, 30303 South Mill Run, Milton. And as for home-related retail, I'm thinking things like lighting stores, flooring, possibly flooring stores. In fact, we're a kitchen and cabinet distributor. Now, we don't manufacture cabinets. We purchase them already made, so it's not as though we'd have a shop there. But I'm thinking of even one of the stores being ours as a cabinet and kitchen countertop type of store there. And then I don't think home furnishings would be appropriate for the site. But, other things maybe along those lines. And right off the top of my head, I can't think of more.
So we're not talking Dollar General or?
Oh, no. No, nothing at all like that.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, that just prompts a question because you talked about having, Mr. Babby, your contracting business in there. Does that fall under what you proposed as a condition for professional business offices, home-related retail, and service businesses?
Yeah, what I have now is we're a custom home builder, and we do design build. So, but I don't have my own crews. We subcontract our work. And so we right now we have a 1,500 square foot showroom with all the products for interior and exterior finishes for the home, and then of course, you know, our design area, and then our office space. And that's would be pretty much exactly what we're going to do again, only on a little bit larger scale, or nicer scale, you might say.
Okay. All right, that's all the questions I had. Thanks, Mr. Wheeler.
All right, gentlemen, we thank you. If you'll stand down for a second, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1737 Terrence Babby? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1737? All right, sir. Yes, sir. Please step right up, give us your name and address, and you have the floor.
Yeah, my name's Tom Lynch. I live right next to my father's piece that he just bought with the chicken farm, and I don't have nothing against him. Matter of fact, I do a little contracting on the side myself, probably get some work off the guy, but when they said the same, it basically is the same. Conditional only means it looks good on paper, but you can add on all what he had before. It's going to end up being the same thing down the line. Reason why Dad sold his property was he sold it in residential because that was going to make his value of his property go down. We had the advertising aspect. Would you want a $300,000 billboard in the middle of your family's farm? And basically, with the stores and everything he was going to put up there, it's going to be another Rush Rear that you had right down here crossing the starting gate, you know, what it's going to look like. And it's just a shame because it's been in a family farm. It's agriculture, it's residential. I mean, our kids are growing up. We try to, you know, it's a field. It's right smack dab, you know, by our mother-in-law's place. I mean, I don't know. I think there's a better place and a lot cheaper area, too, for the man to probably put it. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yes, sir, all the way in the back.
My name is Jeff Wells. We wrote the letter the last time that he applied for this application. I'm all for property rights. Do what you want to with your property. But this is, we own about 700 or 800 acres that completely surrounds this piece. And we have an active dairy farm there. We till like 5,000 acres of ground. It's our main operation. Comes out of that farm directly across the road. It's in the farmland preservation. It's permanently preserved. The rest of the ground is, all the rest of it is in the farmland preservation. The development rights have not been sold on it, but it is there. And if this property was adjacent to town of Milton and it was moving out, but he's coming out in the middle of our, you know, of the agriculture domain, the way I look at it. And I don't, you know, it's not the right place for it. There's dust, odors completely all the time there. We've been there for 100 years. My grandfather had that farm. And, you know, there's at least four parcels that join Route 16 that are commercial that are in the town of Milton that's for sale. Why do we need to come out into the residential and the agriculture area to add another place? Why don't we go buy one of those? They're there. They've been for sale. And they got city services on them and come here, you know, out in the middle. I just see creation of problems down the road. I mean, it's not the right place for it. Thank you.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Yes, ma'am. Step right up.
My name is Connie Lynch. I don't know that I can say anything more than those gentlemen have. My family and I run the chicken farm to the west of this property. I do have concerns about this. It looks like a runoff pond maybe up in the corner. We do have two children. I don't know how that'll be kept enclosed or the property value is an issue. The traffic is a huge problem now all year long. There's lighting issues. You know, we do like to sleep. Are we going to be up looking at, you know, daylight all the time? There are more suitable places. We are a residential farming family that will be passed down to generations. You know, do you really want to show place next to a chicken farm and a dairy farm? That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you. Does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we close the public hearing. We thank the members of the public for being with us this evening and invite all of you to remain for the rest of your Thursday evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to just call the office in the morning.